I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. So, as you can see, I'm in a different setting right now. There we go. Let's fix that pillow. I'm in a different setting right now. I'm on vacation, right? So recently I posted a video and, you know, I was just doing my thing, reacting to videos and you know, giving the real game, teaching that real, and people didn't like it. So I got a lot of backlash. So I'm on vacation responding because I want to keep my content consistent. So y'all can't ever say I'm not dedicated. So I'm going to show y'all just a few of the comments and, you know, how I feel about them. And why this is detrimental to our society. But before I do that, we're going to make something clear, man. Just know that I'm back. Like, I'm not going to lie. I took a step back. Back in the day, I used to keep it real. I used to not care what people say. And then I got soft. But I'm back, though. I don't care. Like, I'm back on villain mode. If you want to make me the villain, I'll be the villain. Because I'm trying to help people. It's cool. Like, I'll be the villain. I'm back. Like, we got too much weak shit. Too many excuses, too much soft shit going on in our society, bro. Like, I'm going to keep it real with y'all, bro. So, we gonna show this clip that I responded to, right? Then I'm going to show, I'm going to show my clip. I'll link my clip in here. I'll edit it in here. I'm going to show my clip as well. And, yeah, man. We going to make this shit happen, bro. We going to change the world, all right? So, check this clip out.
We are living in the Trump era. And look, those policies kill our people. You can't get access to good health care, good insurance. The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that. The racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
So before I plug my clip in, I'm going to plug my clip in. I changed my mind. Before I plug my clip in, right, this is a little bit extended version from what I responded to. She said we're living in the Trump era, right? So now let me, no president is perfect, right? And I'm not making this political. Right, but so in the Obama era, was she skinny? Was she skinny in the Obama era? I want to know. Like, let me know, because if I'm not mistaken, this video I tried to find a full episode, I couldn't find it. I've also been busy and traveling out the country, so I saw 3 years ago, which was 2020. Could have been 2019, possibly. Was she skinny when Obama was president? I mean, just let me know. You know what I mean? So I'm going to plug my clip in. Then I'm going to respond to these clips. And look, I'm not stopping what I'm doing, bro. We're going to keep it going. All right? So check out my clip coming up right now.
The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that the racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
Just another example of lack of accountability. You're blaming everything but your habits. What have you ate in the past 30 days? What'd you eat last week? And I guarantee she's not taking the steps to lose the weight. Absolutely no way. There's no way. It's literally science. It has nothing to do with your race. Why didn't she say what diet she followed? Why she ain't tell us? What diet did you do that didn't work? Please let us know. I would love to know. Somebody that's helped a lot of black women lose weight, let me know.
Dom DeMarco. Marco. Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Come on, man. I only speak the truth, man. Come on, bro. So before I pull these comments up, let me give you some context, bro. I've made it clear on the podcast, I'm around black women every day in the gym setting. And super fit women, like super fit black women. Some of them are single moms. Some of them got jobs. Some of them got their own businesses. Some of them got a job and their own business. They get it done. And I've seen their transformations, including my mom, right? My mom used to be about 200 pounds growing up. I saw her transform. I saw my mom commit. I saw my mom make the mistakes. I saw my mom get her mind right. Like, I lived in a house with this woman. I seen what the change in diet does. I seen what getting up and doing it when you don't feel like it. I seen what happened when you have a committed trainer helping you. I seen my own mom do it. Let alone the people that I've helped and the other tens of women that I know that have done it. Right, and that's just at my gym. Not even to mention the women I've met outside of the gym. And I'm talking about all black women and Hispanic women, like all minority women. So, this first comment, man, let's read it, bro. I'm about to show you the bullshit. And I'm not about to waste my time showing you all the comments because it's like 120, 130 comments on there, right? So I'm not going to waste my time, but I'm just giving y'all a little bit of feedback for anybody that's falling into it, all right? One girl here, I ain't even put her name in it. If you go to the comments, you'll see it. If you want to do your own research and find it, that's on you. All right, real quick. Why would you not look up the study first? Before coming to your conclusion, she wasn't saying it was about race. She was saying it was about racism. Anybody who's anybody knows racism affects black people from everything to access to healthy foods, racist medical practices, and yes, stress at home and in the workplace. Increased stress levels are known to affect metabolism, sleep, energy levels, desire to do physical activity, depression, mood, etc., etc. On top of the fact that black women can suffer from hormonal issues like PCOS and fibroids and go undiagnosed for years due to medical racism. I really wish we would cut out this myth that diet and exercise is going to just magically work for everyone. We completely ignore how racism affects how black women put on and keep on weight. It's not that cut and dry, and it's not that it's not lack of accountability. It's trying to find the root causes so we can find better solutions. Okay. Did she make some valid points? Yes. Are some of the things she said true? Yes. But this is my issue. And I did an episode on this on a podcast. And like I say, everything I say comes to the truth. It comes to the light. We can't blame these issues if you're not in the gym putting in the work, right? The simple science of a caloric deficit. If you're not doing everything you need to do to put yourself in a caloric deficit, none of this shit matters. It does not matter. You can't blame stress and racism and you sitting on your ass eating soul food and fried chicken every week. And you eating sweets, you eating dessert after dinner every night. You not drinking water. You dehydrated as fuck. You can't use these excuses. It doesn't make sense. And let's see. And then with this whole racism thing, man, like, is racism real? Obviously it's real, right? I'm a black man. I've been in white schools. I've played with white teammates. You know what I mean? Like, I've been around it. Have I been in some racist shit? I most definitely have. I have. It's real. But I'm not on the side of the fence to where I'm going to hold myself back, not work as hard, not put the work in, not take the steps, not make the effort, and just blame racism on it. Because let's be real, as a black man, as an entrepreneur, I have been an entrepreneur for almost 7 years. I've never had a job. I'm on vacation at a nice spot now. I'm doing pretty all right for myself. And I'm only 30. And I mean, if I could blame racism and be like, I'm not as good as this trainer, but I'm doing better than a lot of other trainers that's not black, right? I just saw my family, we had a little summer get together 8 or 9 months ago. I'm in there fit as hell, fit, muscles out. My aunts and uncles big as hell. And no, this ain't no disrespect to them. This is facts. They big as hell. It's a lot. I got some obese people in my family. They last name Martin. They got the same nose, same forehead. We the same blood. They got health issues. I don't have that. I know I'm young still, but I'm not going to have that when I'm their age. My habits is crazy, right? I'm not going to have that. So I'm not using that racism bullshit, right? And I'm going to show you this other lady before I bring up my mom, man. So this other lady, she's still in my comments right now. And my mom actually just responded to her. So I'm going to just read it real quick. Sorry, they giving these essays on these comments. Social factors like race account for 40% of health outcomes, while behavior accounts for 30%. So you're actually leading the convo with an incorrect response, especially ignoring reciprocal determinism that behavior is affected by race. Keep in mind, population health statistics have nothing to do with accountability, sir. LOL, in other words, you're stating your individual opinion, one person, versus population level, national representative data sets, empirical research. She's absolutely correct, and she's stating evidence-based findings on stress and how it affects women's bodies. Lord, help make sure these videos don't go viral. Misleading black people isn't cool. Listen, man, I'm all for the culture. I'm all for helping black people. That shit is detrimental to the community. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, man. I'm not on that side of the fence. I'm not. Listen, sometimes you're going to be, and look, there might be some truth to that. Sometimes you're going to be dealt cards that aren't as fair as someone else. But hey, that's life. It's not fair. It's not fair. And I'm not about to make it about race. I'm not about to make it about gender. But there's certain things about gender, and there's even certain things about the black race that we can get away with that others can't get away with. There's certain things men can get away with, other races, other genders can't. There's certain things women can get away with, other genders can't. So we just keeping it real. So my mom responded to that comment. Mind you, my mom is 56. I seen the transformation. I seen the work. I get my work ethic from my mom, dog. My mom, at her, LOL, show me her habits, what I said in the video, gym routine, and what she ate in the past 30 days. If she hasn't been in the gym 4 to 5 days consistently and eating in a caloric deficit with no physical change, we can address these issues and make adjustments. If not, I'm not hearing it. Sorry. One time for my mom. Two times for my mom. Come on, man. It's crazy, man. Listen. Anybody who's supporting me, because I have way more people supporting me in these comments. I can't address everyone. I have way more people supporting me in these comments than going against me. And listen, I appreciate y'all because y'all are keeping it real. But, dog, this mindset just holds people back. And it's not in just fitness, right? And I always talk about this. And this might be your first time watching. I don't know. Maybe you didn't see this episode. But when you get in that habit of fitness, when you're going to the gym, when you know how to work hard, you know how to stay disciplined, you know how to do it when you don't feel like it. You're releasing endorphins. You're turning your mindset into a positive mindset. You ain't just walking around stressed. So all this stress bullshit is coming from not moving your body. Real talk. That's what it's coming from. And listen, I'm going to continue to post. And if y'all want this smoke, y'all could get this smoke. It's okay. It's all good. All right? We got to stop walking around with the...
The diet don't work for you the same.
Mindset. We can't walk around with that. And then, hold on, what's the other one?
I'm gonna prove to you why white people aren't the reason I'm fat today.
See, fat phobia is rooted in racism.
Gotta get that shit out of here, man. We can't be walking around with that mindset. Look, and it's a whole nother thing I don't talk about, man. These are able-bodied people talking about this shit. The first girl I brought up here, let me bring it up real quick. You can't see her. You can see her picture a little bit. I cut her name out of it. I honestly don't want to bring attention to people, negative attention to people's pages. But this girl right here, specifically, I'm putting her business out there. I ain't saying nothing bad about her, but she's a dancer. She's super talented. She's a pretty girl. She's in shape. She's part of the fitness industry. She's instructed fitness classes. And for her to say that, like, I'm just honestly shocked. And I'm shocked at her opinion. She's let me down. I just, like, you in the fitness space putting that out there, that's crazy to me. So, and, you know, like I said on the last episode, on one of my most recent episodes, like, your growth comes from a reality check. You got to keep it real with yourself to grow. If you never acknowledge that, hey, I'm obese, hey, I'm gaining weight, hey, it's because of this. It's because of this. I'm eating this bull crap. I'm not doing this with my lifestyle. I'm not exercising. I haven't built muscle to even burn fat off of my body. I'm not even trying to. I'm not even trying to put myself in a caloric deficit. I'm not eating foods that are going to help me burn calories. I'm not eating foods that are going to keep me full enough to get to my next meal, to give me energy to go throughout the day, right? I'm not doing that. If you're not keeping it real with yourself like that, you're going to stay where you are. And that's fine if you want to stay where you are, right? If you want to encourage people to stay where they are, it's cool. Last point I want to mention before I get back to my vacation. It's funny how black people, we blame racism on being obese, on our size, on our lack of gaining weight, on our lack of losing fat. But at the same time, right, black people, we have some of the best physiques from our black athletes, right? So we blame genetics when it comes to being obese, but we don't blame genetics when it comes to having some of the best physiques on earth. I mean, look at LeBron. Look at a lot of the guys in the NBA. Look at the guys in the NFL. Look at the track stars. Look at recently Sha'Carri Richardson just won a race. Did you see her physique when she flexed? Did you see that? Look at Angel Reese, who just won a national championship. Athletic specimen. All right, so look. We're going to wrap this thing up. That's my boy at the door. Hold on, man. Hold on. I'm doing the podcast, man. We're going to wrap this up. Another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. See Marty Fit. Holler at y'all tomorrow. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.